Today, the church celebrates Monday of the sixth week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. More often than the other evangelists, St. Mark in his gospel refers to the emotions of Jesus. And we need to remember that Jesus was both fully divine and fully human. He experienced the full range of human emotions, but without sin. In today's gospel passage, Mark shows Jesus responding with a sigh to the depths of his spirit, probably known as a groan, to the argument of the Pharisees and their request for a sign. And then he asks, "Why does this generation seek a sign?" While listening to the story play itself out, it's almost impossible to get beyond a sense of the Lord's frustration in that sigh from the depths of his spirit. We've all experienced that kind of a sigh, both within ourselves and probably from others. We know the emotion that it conveys. But why was he sighing? What frustration was he experiencing as he dealt with the Pharisees? Well, throughout human history, people who are religious have often been tempted to search excitedly for signs from heaven, for visions that are extraordinary and unusual. But Jesus is always directing us towards the ordinary moments of our lives as moments to find the divine. The sower who goes out to sow the seed in his field, the woman who looks for her lost coin, the care given by a Samaritan to a stranger on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, the man who unexpectedly finds treasure in his field, and the list goes on. If we see God only in the rare, miraculous moments, then we miss his presence in the ordinary moments of our everyday lives, where he dwells at all times. It's in the ordinary that the mystery of God's kingdom is to be found, because all of God's creation is full of God's glory.